And this is a culture track, not unreasonably. Stop the Fussing and Fighting.
Jack, come down and set us free. People fighting in the streets, drawing guns at each other for nothing at all. Oh, blood gets splashing all the towns, from town to town, around and around. Yeah. Do your please. Stop them, I pray, while I call my breaking sis. Stop these fussing and fighting, brother. Oh, stop these fussing and fighting, brother. Who is for right? Down the streets, he brings my heart to a faster beat. Also, one of my innocent brethren got a shot in his wrist, and he has got to step aside. Step wide from them, and there were my brethren. Stop these fussing and fighting. Fighting, brother. Stop these fussing and fighting, watch me now. Children won't go to school. All because of your screw faces, they are afraid to walk on the street so deliberately. Really, what I want to say, they want liberty to walk and learn the lesson well. Don't be no fool in this time. Do just come down with compassion and stop them.
Stop these fussing and fighting,
fighting, brother. Stop these fussing and fighting, brother. Do it now. Shed. It's a sin before the Almighty. The blood leaked from in the town and reached to the footing of the hills in the woods. And that's why I've got to cry out.
Stop this fussing and fighting, brother.
Go on then, whose voice was that? You've got, I'll make it another 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go. John.Peel@bbc.co.uk or phone 08700 100 100 and then at the end of the door we'll draw out the names of the three winners of the three boxed sets that we've got to give away. And here's something that I was handed after last night's programme. It says, in association with Rota, Telesphere Recordings present top post-rock indie nonce sample crazy tunes and indie nonce is a new one to me, must say, and complimentary confectionery from Ricky Spontane, Cow Cube, Stowmarket Man hits London, and Suvaris, and various DJs. He says that's this Saturday, 18th of August, Notting Hill Arts Club, at 21 Notting Hill Gate, London West 11. I don't normally give things as specifically as that, the detail. Free entry, it says, too, so beat that. But go along. What's the matter? You're going to go, OK. And go along there and support Cow Cube, because he's a good lad, and he's very, very good, and he's from Stowmarket. So, and we're proud of that. Well, I am, anyway. Right, well, I'm almost moved to tears again. That was Culture, Stop the Fussing and Fighting, and that comes from the 4-CD set, The Front Line, which you could be winning tonight. This is from Them Ranch.
Wait, one question. Boy, do you wanna be born again? How you gonna make it, man? Do you wanna be born at all?
I love life. I don't swing on my mood, swing like a kid in the park. I'm living all the way around. Shut up.
Got another minute and 35 seconds if you want to enter our competition. That was Them Ranch on Orange Records from the LP Medium Rare, I Need a Priest. And this is Silex, and it's a tune called Sphere. Sorry, I'm wrestling with machinery here. Not for the first time, of course, in the history of these programmes. This is on Vibrant Music. Shouldn't we all be? Ha, there's a thought. But not much of one. three tracks on a 12-inch from Vibrant Music Records. That's Sphere by Silex. And from Silex to Solex, you guessed. Busy listening to that and had taken my headphones off. That was Solex, and it's my forthcoming LP on Matador Records, Elizabeth Esselink and Pals. Mere Imposters is the title of the track, and Low Kick and Hard Bop, the title of the LP. And have we got the names of the winners yet? Do you want me to draw them out of the hat, which is actually one more record? Okay, fair enough. This is Broken Dog, and that's Clive Painter and Martine Roberts. And I got an instrumental LP from Clive this week, or last weekend, but I've not heard it yet. But this is from the Broken Dog LP, Brighter Now, and it's called Brilliant Things.
I want to.
That's Broken Dog on Kitty Kitty Records and Brilliant Things from the LP Brighter Now. At the end of the previous track, I didn't have my headphones on. During that track, I destroyed them, interestingly enough. We got a backup pair, but somehow I managed to kind of rip them to pieces so that they no longer worked. And Lynn and Anita are even now trying to repair them without, I think, having much clue what they're doing, to be absolutely honest. Anyway, time to draw out the names of the winners of those three boxed sets. And it's... They're in a polythene bag, like the new milk bottles. That's one. They told me I had to have my eyes shut while I was doing it. That's two. Am I allowed to open them to read out the names, or have I got to guess? There you go, that's three. There you can have the polythene bag over there. Right, now, who are the names? Who are the lucky winners? Adam Wright of Bridgewater is one of them. George Reed. No, come on. That's not right. That's our mate George from Swindon.
No, I think
No, 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 we can't. That wouldn't be fair. And Stephen McCulloch. I mean, he won, actually, quite legitimately for once. Normally, obviously, we cheat like mad, make sure that all the prizes go to the people that we like. And but that is shocking. George, how could you do that to me? Right, there'll be accusations of corruption. Do you want to take those? That's the one. OK, so that takes care of those three boxed sets. And here's another one from tonight's session guest, Wagon Christ. This is Chicken for Kitty, to follow a record on Kitty Kitty Records, you see. Even there's so much thought goes into this.
Thank you.
I feel like that myself sometimes, I have to be honest. That's Wagon Christ in session. Chicken for Kitty is the title of it. George from Swindon, who won one of those box sets, was staying in our house the weekend before last. I mean, people will think that this programme is corrupt, won't they? They just, you know, just fix everything. But on the other hand, Screen was one of the few out of the Cuban boys, one of the few unsuccessful entrants, because he chose to be funny. And he put that the singer with culture was Boy George, which was quite amusing, but only quite. And we're sending people around to slap you, Screen, actually. An email here from Majid, and it says, sorry if I'm being a bit dramatic, but I must find a track which I heard on your programme about a year ago. I don't know what the song is called, but it's a slow song with a chorus, and you'll never see London again. And then a beautiful trumpety solo thing comes in, da-da-da. You know the one? Yes, you do. Well, it does sound familiar. I must admit that you'll never see London again. But I'm sure the listeners will be able to supply an answer to that, Majid. So if you stay with us, and if you know what the answer to the question is, then john.peel@bbc.co.uk. And here, amazingly, is one that I can actually answer myself, and it's from Jamie Barton, and it says, I was in a record shop in Norwich the other day, and I heard this really good song with a repeated line, "Ooh, look, there goes Concord again," running all the way through. Do you have any idea what it is? Well, it is called There Goes Concord Again, and it's by the Native Hipsters, and it was immensely popular in whatever year it was that it came out. As I said earlier, I'm bad on years, but it's one of those ones I'd occasionally take it out and think, shall I put that in the programme? But it doesn't sound as wonderful now as it did then, but that's often the case, I think. Right, and a little philosophy for you there. This is the Rod Dennis Mento Band, and this is from the LP on Penthouse Records, also called Rod Dennis Mento Band. And I like this track. I like almost all of the tracks on this LP, but this one in particular, because about 20 seconds from the end of it, the banjo string, you know, a banjo string breaks, and there's a guy from whoever's playing the banjo who just stops. But because it's such a nice take, they obviously think, let's just keep going. So the rest of them kind of bring it to a slightly shabby conclusion, and it is a lovely take, and they were quite right to do so. But listen for that banjo string breaking. Thank you. Well, I think they did exactly the right thing in keeping that take. That's the Rob Dennis Mento Band on Penthouse Records and a song called Drive It Home. And these are the Swimmies. Now, this is from a compilation LP on Eskimo Kiss Records from Oak Island, North Carolina. And the Swimmies perform a song called I Want to Be Your Jefferson Airplane.
Thank you.
And thank you too, Grace. Jefferson Airplane from the LP Bless His Little Pointed Head, Somebody to Love. And before that, The Swimmies on Eskimo Kiss Records from North Carolina, I Want to Be Your Jefferson Airplane. Pretty damn clever, I'm sure you'll agree. And completely lost my place now. I'm sorry, incidentally. I'm not sorry at all, but there has been a slightly nostalgic aspect to these programmes over the past couple of weeks, and I'm not quite sure what. Well, I mean, obviously it's the summer and that kind of thing. You feel melancholy sometimes, I don't know. I went out today, this afternoon, and stood in front of the house where the pig and I had lived some 30 years ago. A bit shabby it was. It was a bit shabby then, really, but in a very nice location. Very nice neighbourhood. Very, very nice. Anyway, these are the Bundu Boys. Puzzle the Bundu Boys, and that's from the LP on Sudza One, which brings together all of their early recordings, the Shed Sessions. And there was, I forgot to give the answer to the question, by the way, the culture question. The answer was Joseph Hill, of course, as you must know, and, well, obviously most of you knew. And there was a time around the Bundu Boys, I mean, the Pig and I went to Zimbabwe, and it was just fantastic, and everybody we met was so nice, and everywhere we went, people were so friendly and so kind and so generous and so on. We actually seriously for a while thought, should we just sell everything that we've got and go and live in Zimbabwe? And now, alas, I'm enormously glad that we didn't. But at the time, it seemed like a fantastic place to be. Right, where are we now? This is, there's an email here from Paul Marner saying he wants a bit of noise to put some energy into him after a hard day. Well, it has been a bit of a quiet programme, actually. It started noisily, but it's got quiet since then. No particular reason, but there will be noise before the programme is out again. Of that you can be sure. This, in the meantime, is Skep.
Syniad y fi pam i'n troi i'w gymryd y bobl i ddanso yn ystod yn oson. Os yw pawb yn ystafell i ddanso un can, dwi'n credu bod fi'n tyddiannus. Dwi'n dyst yn dechrau gyda rhyw syniad, os i'n cael ymateb i rhyw fath o gyddoriaeth yn gynnar, na i chwarae mwy o hwnnw. A wedyn ni disgwyl ar ddiwedd yn oson, a chwarae stwff mwy cwl grwfi yn gynnar eich o'n oson, as mae'r cwl grwfi yn gwybod anso yn gynnar. Dwi'n un o'r bobl a sydd ddim yn dilyn rhyw procedures. Dwi'n ceisio cael peaks and troughs yn ystod yn oson. Dwi hefyd yn meddwl dylen ni'r chwarae can araf ddylai rown tia cwarter i ddau o'r tri cwarter yr awr cyn diwedd yn oson. A wedyn ni ti'n mynd am ryw smwch rhywle a ti'n cael nifer o bobl allan sy'n smwchio am y lle lle meddwl yn boring so maen nhw'n meddwl yn mynd yn bad. Mae'r hen gyneuon dar i dyn ni'n o'n allan ti'n ma Tom Jones merched bach hun lygo Aber. Dwi'n gwybod rhywbeth fel Bob Marley yn hwn yn gan cwyd i fan swy. Mae'n gynneuon sy'n gwybod bod pobl yn mynd i am ateb i. Fy nhw, dwi'n mynd llenwi'r llawn dan swy dyna sy'n gwybod yn y lle iawn ar yr amser iawn. Er lle mae wedi bod yn chwarae tipyn o dechnegol gan y calon. A mae bach yn eisiau fan hyn, os mae'n cael eich trwy gymaint o eplau dyn ni. Wel, mae gyda H. Davis, band rock and roll. Mae hwnna ddal os ydym yn ffefryn am y llun. Lyfr stwff beat i. Dwi'n gwasaeth deg lan i 90. Mae'r sys beat da iawn efe, ti'n gallu danso dda fe. Dwi'n mynd re-keen ar y stwff trwm. Dwi'n ddim mewn i drum and bass. Dwi'n mewn i techno. Mae'r stwff commercial yn an iawn efe. Felly dwi'n wario cyrff bach yn wahanol. Can i cymryd lloi gyda llan rwst. Dwi hefyd yn lygo can gan Fleetwood. Oh, yesgin. Hello. Byddai'n anor, oce. Dwi hefyd yn lygo Fleetwood Mac. Mae gan dyn nhw'r enw Everything. Dwi'n mas ys blynyddau. Achos mae'n eitha sexy. Ia, a ti'n canu am dy gariad, so mae hwnna'n yr awr yn dda. Ar yr ochr Gymraeg, wrth gwrs, mae'r hyn ffefryn fel ysbryd y nos sy'n ystod yn tab y dyrig. A mae pobl yn pawb yn canu hwnnw, neu mae'n tîm yn mewn i Dafydd Iwan a yma o hyd. Mae hwnna'n yr awr yn dda. A wedyn ni ti'n ddech yn meddwl am lle Catatoni International Velvet stwff ma'n.
Well, I'm afraid we didn't understand an awful lot of that, but liked it very much nevertheless. I mean, there were things like Fleetwood Mac that came through, and Tom Jones, and Banana, actually, also. That's from Skep, and it's an EP called Bingo from Dockrad Records from Cardiff, and it says Skep was formed after Di Lord was unceremoniously booted out of Tustian, and so it goes on. But anyway, most entertaining EP, I think, even if you don't speak Welsh. And time now for the Pig's Big 78.
Valencia by the Savoy Havana Band at the Savoy Hotel, London. ¶¶
That's Valencia!
By the Savoy Havana Band, the Pigs Big 78 for tonight, which brings us, interestingly enough, to an email from Michael Bircher, which says, subject, pig, with two G's. He says, my girlfriend is currently living in Stockholm and I miss her terribly. I visited her recently and was pleasantly surprised to find that her flat shares a street with no fewer than 7 record shops. I'll be visiting again. Before you criticise my spelling of the word pig, I should explain that this is a Swedish word meaning alert and wide awake. Thought Sheila might be interested. Even though she won't hear it, could you play something for Rachel? She'd like something by Pulp. Apparently she nearly met Jarvis in Kiruna last week whilst hiring a car. We would both like to know what he was doing there. Probably hiring a car too, suggests Michael. Well, this is indeed Pulp and Bad Cover Version.
Good evening.
No, it isn't. This is. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
Looks nothing like me, I'm so happy for you. I heard an old girlfriend has turned to the church. She's trying to replace me, but it'll never work.
Sweet.
sad imitations that got it so wrong. It's like a late Tom and Jerry when the two of them could talk like the stars.